The spectral figure stands, newly risen from the tomb. His upright body is wrapped in grave clothes. He shuffles towards life, but his head rolls back exhausted on one shoulder, eyelids sealed. It tilts back to the tomb, as if still caught in sleep. The figure recalls a moth, unable to break free from its chrysalis. This is sculptor Jacob Epstein's Lazarus, situated in the foyer of New College Chapel, Oxford. Fashioned in the wake of the death of the sculptor's wife and the wearied aftermath of the Second World War, this mesmeric sculpture stands as a type for our modern age. Epstein's artistic insight in depicting the head turned back is to suggest that for all our desire for growth, we often remain locked in confining patterns of past thinking. Growing and maturing challenge us. In that sense, the sculpture speaks of the human condition. It also, importantly, speaks of much contemporary spirituality. In the figure's solitariness, no Christ stands before it, no community bustles around it. It embodies an isolated faith and a diminished understanding that even Christian believers can have about spiritual growth. We need to move beyond this figure's solitude and stasis. For many people in our culture, growth and change are real struggles for which our educational system and elders fail to prepare us. Equally for Christians, growth can be something that we prefer to avoid. For all that our culture vaunts personal change, we know that its cost is usually suffering and pain. It is not easy passing from one life stage to another, or dealing with the violence of job loss, bankruptcy, depression, or bereavement. Involuntary change comes at a price, and it's no different with spiritual change and growth that we voluntarily seek. To die to our existing identity and allow another to emerge is profoundly challenging, as Epstein's sculpture intimates. Yet grappling with suffering and change is intrinsic to mature spirituality. Jesus's project is to bring vitalizing new life, even if renewal comes at a cost. As he pithily observed, it is only when a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies that it bears fruit. As Christians, we owe it to ourselves to understand the costly relationship between human growth and suffering. The church will never witness potently to a hurting world unless it's filled with men and women of Christ-like depth who have grown through struggle. Our culture seduces us with self-modification via retail purchase, cosmetic surgery, or tabloid 7 steps to self-improvement. Amid these temporary panaceas and continuing inner distress, the human soul aches. Christianity, by contrast, offers a rich, deep path of discipleship. In following Jesus, we better understand and process our suffering. We grow and discover fullness of life in Christ. This book is for anyone who wants to embrace that fullness of life, albeit at a cost. William Bridges, an expert on human transitions, describes how people experiencing personal change in contemporary culture often drift in an unritualized life passage. By this, he means a process not held within any larger container of meaning, or supported by others. Our ritual-free culture equips us little for such crossings. This was my experience in my 20s and 30s, when, as an agnostic, I was psychologically wounded, spiritually hungry, and looking for answers in all the wrong places. I was caught up in a process of transition that I did not understand. School and university had taught me nothing about life stages or working with suffering. I'd scan self-help bookshelves for hours, try one therapy after another, flirt with any form of spirituality under the sun, but without any achieved understanding of the change process in which I was caught. Bridges sees this lack of meaningful story as fundamental to our contemporary plight about personal change. It is not the fact of being in transition that most people mind, but rather that they cannot place their experience of being in transition within any larger, meaningful context. Without such a context, the endings are for no reason, the beginnings open the door to nowhere, and the neutral zones extend end to end across an empty landscape.